So
maybe we lost them again.
Hello?
Sweet. Sounds pretty dead.
Mary, Mother of God. This is amazing.
Play some music.
Here's the Sling Blade Band. Guys like them. You want to make a phone call? Well, it's for 17 on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. You're listening to a Cumulus station. Only the finest in remote equipment and connections. Bringing you live the hardline from Lava Cantina. Hopefully they'll be back in a minute. And here we are. Was that them?
Working on it.
How about now?
Hello?
Yeah, I've got...
Can hear something now. You're listening to behind the scenes of the mothership trying to make connection with Lava Cantina and the Hardline. And big Stars game tonight. Everybody's looking forward to that.
Whoever wins is up 3-2.
You guys excited about Game of Thrones on Sunday?
Yeah.
Yeah, Mino, really are. I have a prediction. I don't think the Night King's dead. Because think about it. It was
too easy.
It was told many years ago, thousands of years ago, that the dead had become extinct. Well, if that's the case, they had to come from somewhere, right?
Right.
Therefore, if they're all extinct now, maybe they could come back again. It's just too convenient and too easy for the army of the dead to be completely gone. Corby?
Hello?
I'd love to hear from you. 787-1310.
I've heard the theory that Bran might become the Night King.
Yeah, there's a lot of theories going on out there, Ty. A lot more than we realize. Yes.
I think everything is going on a lot more than we think it is.
Plus, everything out there is somewhere else, and you get there in a car.
Mm-hmm.
Mino, let's punch up line two.
Line two.
Hi, so, you're on the ticket.
Hey, is this the two-minute drill?
This is the hardline penalty kill.
Oh.
How's it going? Okay.
Not bad. Big Stars game tonight.
It is a Big Stars game tonight. The Stars entering into game five back in St. Louis against the hated Blues. Your prediction?
Give me Stars. They got to come out strong, obviously, in the first.
Yeah.
Momentum's a big thing early on for those guys. They get up to such a slow start.
Mm-hmm.
They come out and play with fire and just that.
I'm more interested to hear what's going on back there.
Oh, whoa. Well, thank you for your call, sir. That's a great Stars Hot Sports opinion, and we look forward to hearing from you in the future. I think we've reconnected with the Hardline. Hello?
Are you serious?
Let's go to line.
Talk for like 1 second.
Let's go to line one. Hi, you're on the ticket.
You know, we think about the Night King, but have we ever thought how they're going to be thirsty when they have, like, 30 people left in Winterfell?
You know, that's a good point, but they still do have two dragons and Ghost, because we saw that they're all still alive if you were able to still the previews for next week.
And part of the theory of Bran being the Night King is that he can revive all of the people to fight for them now.
Thanks for your call. You know how to punch up calls, Berm?
Yeah.
All right. Let Berm handle the phones, and you can get us reconnected. All right. This is fun. Let's go to line six.
What was that noise? Oh, I was...
All right, you're on the ticket.
Good. I like this penalty kill idea. This is pretty good.
Thank you. Well, it's timely because it is the Stanley Cup playoffs.
Oh, I'm telling you, I can't wait to see if the Stars can give those Blues fellas a run for their money. They got to stop that guy on the left side of the the rink that kept shooting that puck out to the out to our guy is shooting cannons, as they said.
That's a great point, sir. Thanks for your Stars call. Do we have the hard line yet?
Are you guys? I don't know what's going on. Whoa.
We can hear them. They can't hear us. Let's take more phone calls. Line four. Hey, you're on the ticket on the hard line penalty kill.
Hey, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
There's a big Stars game tonight.
You know, I heard that it's a very big game. It's game five. They're back in St. Louis. And gosh, what do you expect out of the Stars tonight?
Well, I know that they have to come out hard and furious for the first 5 minutes.
That's a great phone call. Man, good sports points there. Do we have the hard line?
We have a Corby Davidson on the line, and he is pissed.
Corby, big Stars game tonight. Not sure if you were aware. Your thoughts?
First off, I really enjoy your station and your program.
Thank you.
I think you guys do a great job over there.
Well, I think we do so well because of our state-of-the-art remote situation.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah,
we can hear you talking.
Yeah, like we can hear you from the remote.
You can't hear us.
If y'all get on the radio, you can be on the radio.
We can, but yeah. Like what we hear in our earballs is it real bad static still, Mike?
Yeah.
It is?
Real bad.
Okay, that's weird because I can hear Mike now talking on the air.
Yeah.
So they can hear us fine.
Everyone can.
It's just static. Yeah, everyone can, but for us, it's just pure static.
Yeah.
Let's try this. Hang on one second. Don't hang up, Danny.
I won't.
Okay, so right now we're on the radio.
Yes, you are.
And it's crystal clear.
All right.
Do you want to try this?
Yeah.
Go.
Okay. Do it.
All right, Danny, we can't hear you.
Okay.
Unfortunately. Mino, we can't hear you either. You guys can play 1,000 fart drops, whatever you want. We're not going to be able to hear a damn thing, but we'll try to soldier forward with this story.
I went to TCU.
I want to see if they can hear me. Can you hear me?
We were going to do this the other day.
Hey, Corby.
I
had sex with your wife last night. How do you feel about that?
And the story concerned...
He doesn't care. Hey, Mike.
Great Joe Theismann.
Yes. God. The former Redskins quarterback. The first quarterback with the Redskins to ever win a Super Bowl.
Static went away.
With them.
Can you hear me now?
Okay.
Hello?
So, Joe Theismann wore number 7. And he retired in 1985.